calling Barnet and Golden Haringey Mental Health Trust. Please hold the line to speak to an operator. Mental Health Switchboard.
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
Certainly, you're speaking to the switchboard operator. My name's Karen, sir.
Hello, how are you doing? Are you based at St Anne's Hospital?
The switchboard, yes, it is.
Is it possible?
We cover the whole trust.
Yeah, the whole of the trust. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. What I'd like to be able to do is speak to the Director of Resources and Development, if possible, please, the receipt holder for all of the departments.
I mean, resources and development, that comes under HR, does it not, sir?
HR, you still have somebody in there that is development and resources for the mental health department. They're classed as a receipt holder. They will deal with all of the insurance policies for, like, the public liability policies for the hospitals and for your.
Okay, so would they be based in the legal department?
Yeah, very possibly. Just I've waived
okay,
somebody.
Okay, I'll put you through to the legal department, sir. Hold the line, please.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Legal services.
Hello, how are you doing? May I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
This is Morenica.
Morenica. Ah, I believe I spoke to you before. My name is Mr. Cordy. I've got you on recording. And you was writing in my Rio notes, and I've got you in 16, and you was writing in my Rio notes in 17. I think I've got you on recording, and when I'm speaking to you, I say to you, I'm speaking to you, and you go, you do know that we kill people in the Mental Health Act, because I kept bugging you, saying, well, what's happening to me? I think you're one of the people that's going to get into trouble. Is it possible to speak to the Director of Resources and Development for the Mental Health Act, please, because the receipt holder.
Sorry, can you repeat that? You said you want to speak to who?
The Director of Resources, yeah, for the Mental Health Act, please. The receipt holder.
Sorry, if you hold on 1 second, you said that you have me on recording.
I believe that's possible. Is there another woman called Maria that works there, administrator for the mental health?
No, you've come through to legal services department. I've never spoken to you before.
I might not be you then. I'm on about mental health department and for St Anne's Hospital.
You've called the wrong department because I've never spoken to you before.
That's possible. Is it possible that you can transfer me to the Director of Resources, Development and Resources?
Okay, so what I will do, I don't know the number for the director. I'll transfer you to Switchboard.
I'll just come to.
And then they can put you through to whoever you want to.
Switchboard's put me through to.
Just for the record, spoken to you before, so you've never recorded me saying anything.
Your voice does sound different to the woman that I have on recording, but there was a woman called Maria that's in the NHS department.
I am not Maria. I'm not Maria.
Who is an administrator. Yeah, and you're the legal department for the NHS. Well, in that regards, then I've sent an FOI and a Freedom of Information Act in on the 4th of 4th, 2019. It was received by your department, and what my FOI requests to know is who you're insured with, who you hold employers' liability with, public liability with, product liability, any specialist policies, and any personal policies that any employees have to take out for the running objectives of the company. You're legally trained, so you'd understand the right for me to have access to justice, and you'd understand the right to the DPA 1998, you'd understand the right to the GDPR, the new one, under the European Convention, the right to personal data being released. You'd understand the time restraints on these things are 30 days, and as I explained, the 4th of the 4th is when the receipt was opened of my FOI to yourselves, Freedom of Information Act, subject access request, requesting your insurance policies. Now, I understand 30 days is how long user can take, and sometimes an extra 30, 60, but when you request somebody's insurance policy, it says in your terms and conditions, user have 14 days to get me their policy, yeah? So, you've gone over 14 days. I'd like, as a legal administrator to the company, who is the law and governance to the Mental Health Act? Who is your boss? So who is your line manager? Who is the director of all of the department of litigation for the company?
Okay, so that's NHS Resolution is our insurer.
NHS Resolution.
Yes.
Do you have a contact number for them, please?
have their number. You have to get the number.
NHS Resolution, is that, and that's the insurance company?
Yes.
So if I wanted to put a claim, an independent claim in against the NHS, and I wanted to do it out of body so it wasn't internally being managed by the department itself, the insurance company is its own regulator, so they can do an independent inquiry into the claims that I put through to them, and they should be able to manage it, and that would be NHS Resolution.
Or you can send your claim to what?
No, so I want to deal with it out of body rather than in a body.
NHS resolution.
I appreciate your help, madam. Okay, well, I'll get put through to the switchboard again in my own time, and I'll go through from there. I appreciate your help today. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.